91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I just love God's Word. A great reminder from Psalm 91, verse 1. Friend, welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Good to see you. Good to fellowship with you on this Sunday, June 19th, 2016. I pray that you and your family are doing well today. And Sunday worship is a program that focuses on Jesus. Yeah, we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I tell you what, for the next 30 minutes, got some great God-honoring music today, including this one from Shannon Wexelberg, reminding us that this is the day.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day, I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord, I will rise up and sing, every day. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day.
I'll tell you what, she's just got a great voice. Shannon Wexelberg, and this is the day reminding us that this is the day that he's made. Amen. Let's rejoice and be glad in it today. I hope you're blessed. It's Joey Kroll with you on Sunday Worship. And I'll tell you what, this is the time of the year that many of us go on vacation. Praise the Lord. In fact, we're getting ready for our vacation coming up in just a few weeks. In fact, we're heading down to Santa Claus, Indiana. We go there every year. I think this is our sixth year, I think. But do you remember how heavy a suitcase can get? Especially those without rollers, you know what I'm talking about? The longer you carry it, whether it's to the car or to the airport, the heavier it gets. It's like, do you got bricks in here or something, honey? I don't know. But have you ever gone on a trip and returned with more stuff than what you left with? You know, friend, just as travelers pick up mementos like trinkets and magnets, we pick up memories and stuff them carefully inside the suitcase we carry through life. In fact, I know some of us are listening today so burdened that you can't take another step in this life's journey. But friend, that's not what God intended. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all of your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." Friend, you can set your suitcase of cares down at the feet of Jesus.
There is none like You. No one else can touch my heart like You do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like You. There is none like You. No one else can touch my heart like You do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like You.
Psalm 98 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things." Hi, I'm Timothy, and you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
Blessed be Your name,
in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name. Always.
Yeah, that's music from Matt Redman right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, how you doing? It is Joey Kroll on the Sunday, spending some time with you. I hope you had yourself a great week. It was an interesting week in our house. It was one of those weeks where everything just wanted to break and be replaced type of week. So we spent so much money, I don't even want to think about it. So let's just quickly move on for sure. Just praise the Lord for the weekend. Amen. Hey, Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, he says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Friend, when the will of God crosses the will of man, somebody has to die.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart I worship you. Moment I'm away, Lord, have your way.
I give you my heart. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And hey, I encourage you, if you have some time today or this week, be sure to like the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. In fact, we're doing a wonderful summer contest giving away a daily devotional book by Dr. Charles Stanley. So, yeah, look us up on Facebook and be part of that giveaway contest. It's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Have you ever tried to live with one foot in the church and one foot in the world? Have you ever tried to serve God and serve yourself at the same time, to have your cake and eat it too? Yeah, that kind of living is literally straddling the fence. Friend, the time is now to get off the fence and serve the Lord with all that is within you, because He has a job for you to do. Joshua 24:15 says, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Friend, fences make bad seats and have no place in the life of a Christian.
I am standing beneath your wing. I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. All that you've given us, we bless you, Lord. And I sing praises to your name, O Lord. For you daily bear my burden. Your great faithfulness is my reward.
Sing.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Holy name. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name
of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed. Holy name for all my days.
we ever praise you enough, oh Lord? We say thanks to you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Forever your name will be blessed. Blessed be the name, the holy name of the Lord. Name of the Lord.
Yeah, that's Andy Parks, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey friends, so good to fellowship with you today on this Sunday. Thanks for having your radio tuned to Great News Radio. And just want to quickly remind you, we are planning our trip to Israel coming up next year, 2017, in February 2017. You can get more details on our trip to Israel. This is a trip of a lifetime. It really is. So prayerfully consider being part of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many, many people. You can get more details on that. We have a great tab at the top of our website entitled Israel Trip at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. And, hey, I'd love to hear from you. If you have a song request for a future program, or you have a question, comment, or you just want to say, hey, thank you, Jesus, for air conditioning, I'd love to hear from you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through that Monday. I'll tell you, Mondays are something else, I'll tell you. But Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And just remember, as you go out and about today and this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.